Good afternoon, everyone. It is 1 o'clock p.m. on Thursday, December 19th, 2024, and I would like to call the special meeting of Ponsonby Town Council to order. I would ask everyone to please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let the record show that all council members, except for Council Member Joe Villanella, are present in council chambers. Now, we are here to consider ratification of the contract between the town and the IAFF 4140 Ponce Inlet firefighters. Mike?
Yeah, this process has been led by Kim Tribano and Chief Scales, and I would like to really just turn it over to them. You want to take this, Kim? Or Dan?
Sure, why not? Good afternoon, Mayor, members of Council. Yes, what we have before us this afternoon is the first renewal of the first contract between the town and Local 4140. We started the renegotiation process back in May. We've met numerous times. The union brought a proposal. We looked at their proposal, offered them our counterproposal, and what you have before you this afternoon is the work of both parties negotiating in good faith and coming up with what we feel is a equitable, good contract for both parties. And there's a representative from Local 4140 here if you have any questions for the union, and I'm at your disposal for any questions you may have over this specific document.
Thank you, Chief. Does any council member have any questions?
Just a statement. From 2006 to 2023.
Excuse me, can you speak into the mic? Time.
Oh, I hate it. It's on. Oh, I'm not You're speaking at it. From 2000, excuse me, gentlemen and ladies. Is that sexist?
It's okay, Bill.
From 2006 to 2023, you guys worked on getting it and you got it together. And after the meeting that we had, it was a pleasure to see how well it went with the two negotiating teams. Thank you.
And if I could just, really the biggest change with the contract is Article 16, which is the wages. And there is a little special condition in there that every year that article will open up just for that article only, and that's obvious to address any changes in the market that will occur between now and then. So, and I'd like to echo Councilman Milano's comments. It's been a pleasure working with the union. They've been very cooperative, very accommodating, and our relationship with the union has never been better.
That is very nice to hear. Is there any member of the public that has any questions with respect to the ratification itself, the process, or the document? Okay, if I may, I just want to thank everyone for all the work that was involved in reaching this agreement. And I want to place on the record that we received, everyone received documents relevant to our decision today. Specifically, each council member received the contract between the town and IAFF. That's the subject of our discussion for ratification. The old contract between the town and IAFF with strike-throughs highlighting the requested changes. The Excel spreadsheet that outlines the financial differences between the current resolution 2021-08 and the union's current requests. And representations through staff that since the town has already budgeted for these changes in this fiscal budget, there is no additional cost to the town. And now our public safety director and fire chief Dan Scales has been available to each of us, as well as our human resources director, Kim Tribano, to answer any of your questions. And we had the benefit of our staff report today. So at this time, I'm going to ask once again, does any council member, after review of all the documents and hearing the report of staff, have any questions relating to the document we're being asked to ratify or the ratification process itself? Okay. And anyone in the audience? Seeing none, I will entertain a motion.
Okay. Where is it? Hold on. I wrote it down. It doesn't matter. I make a motion that council approve the contract with the fire union and the city of Ponce Inlet for 2025 forward.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
I second it.
A motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Milano?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Smith?
Yes.
Mayor Peretzky?
Yes.
Councilmember White?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0.
Well, I thank everyone for all their efforts, and this meeting is adjourned at 1:05.